Hello and welcome to English Unleashed, the podcast for learners who want to speak English with more confidence and joy. I'm Tom, and I'm here to help you speak English more naturally, step by step, day by day. I will be speaking slowly and clearly, so you can follow me and repeat after me. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something very simple, but very powerful. How to practice English every single day. Even if your life is busy. Even if you feel shy. Even if you don't live in an English-speaking country. Many people think they need to move to the UK or America to speak English well. But that's not true. You don't need to live in London. You don't need a native speaker next to you. You don't need to study for hours every night. What you need are small, smart steps. Steps that are easy to repeat. Steps that fit into your daily life. Steps that help you feel more comfortable, more natural, and more confident using English. So, let's begin. Let's start with a simple question. What is shadowing? Maybe you have heard the word before, shadowing. Maybe you haven't. Shadowing is one of the best techniques to improve your speaking and listening at the same time. It's simple and very powerful. Here's how it works. You listen to someone speaking English, like me right now, and you try to repeat exactly what they say. You don't stop. You don't translate in your mind. You don't look at a dictionary. You just copy the sound, like an echo. You try to say the words at the same speed, with the same tone, and the same rhythm as the speaker. Let's try it together. I'll say a sentence, and you repeat after me. I want to speak English fluently. Now you repeat. I listen to English every day. Now you repeat. Shadowing helps me speak better. Now you repeat. Very good. That's it. That's shadowing. At first, it feels a little strange. You may not understand everything you hear. That's okay. Shadowing is not about understanding every word. It's about training your brain and your mouth to work together in English. It helps you get used to how English sounds, how it moves, how it feels in your mouth. If you do this often, even 5 minutes a day, you will start to speak faster, more clearly, and more naturally. It's a small habit with big results. Now, let's talk about the main question. How can you practice English every day? Many students tell me, Tom, I want to learn, but I don't have time. I'm always busy. I feel nervous when I speak. I don't know how to start. And I always say, you don't need a lot of time. You don't need perfect grammar. You don't need to wait for the right moment. You just need to begin. Let me give you 5 simple and powerful ways to practice English every single day. In your real life, wherever you are. Tip number 1. Listen to English every day. This is the most important step. If you want to speak better, you must listen more. Every day. Not once a week. Not only in class. Every day. Listening helps you learn new words. It helps you hear the real rhythm of English. It trains your ears to understand faster. And it helps you get used to how real people speak, not just the English in textbooks. So, how can you do it? You can listen to podcasts like this one. You can listen to English music. You can watch videos on YouTube. You can listen to short stories or English news for learners. You don't need to understand 100%. Just let the sounds enter your ears. Even if you understand only 30% or 50%, it's still useful. You can listen while you walk, while you clean, while you cook, while you exercise, or while you rest. Just 10 to 15 minutes a day is enough to make a difference. Make English your background music. Tip number 2. Shadow what you hear. Now that you're listening, the next step is use your voice. Listening is great, but speaking, that's how you grow strong. After you listen to a sentence or a short part of audio, repeat it. Copy the voice. Match the rhythm. For example, I want to get better at English. Repeat. I don't understand everything, but I keep going. Repeat. I'm improving little by little. Repeat. Do this daily. Repeat the same sentences again and again. You will notice that your speaking becomes smoother. Your pronunciation becomes clearer. You feel more confident. And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be practiced. Tip number 3. Think in English. One thought at a time. This is one of the biggest changes you can make. Start thinking in English. At first, it's difficult. You want to translate from your native language. But translation takes time, and it slows us down. So, how do we begin thinking in English? Start with short, simple sentences. Say them in your mind. When you wake up, it's morning. I'm still sleepy. I need coffee. When you walk outside, the sky is blue. The air is cold. I see a dog. During your day, I'm working. I'm tired. I want to go home. These are small thoughts. But they help your brain connect directly to English. No translation, no delay. Later, try to say them out loud. Just whisper or speak quietly. It's like a daily conversation with yourself in English. Tip number 4. Read aloud. Train your speaking muscles. Reading silently is good, but reading aloud is better. It helps your mouth, your tongue, and your brain work together. Choose short, simple texts. A children's book, an English story for beginners, a dialogue from a video or podcast. Read it slowly, clearly. Then read it again, a little faster. Then again, with more expression. Imagine you are an actor. This helps your pronunciation, your fluency, and your confidence. It's like going to the gym, but for your speaking muscles. Tip number 5. Use English in your daily life. Let me tell you something very important. If you want to speak English well, you should not only study English. You should live with English. What do I mean by that? I mean that English should not just be something you do for 30 minutes on Monday night. It should not only happen in your classroom or in your study book. It should become part of your real, everyday life, just like your morning coffee or your favorite app. The more you see English, hear English, and use English in your life, the more natural it will become. Now, let me give you some easy ways to do this, even if you are very busy. First, change your phone settings to English. You probably look at your phone many times a day, maybe 50, maybe 100 times. So, why not use that time to learn? When you change your phone's language to English, you see English words every time you open it. You will learn words like settings, airplane mode, brightness, update available, delete or download. You don't need to study these words. You just see them many times and soon your brain remembers. It becomes natural. This is called passive learning, and it's very helpful. Tip number 2. Write a short diary in English every day. You don't have to write long essays. You just write 3 short sentences about your day. For example, today I went to work. I was very tired. I drank 2 cups of coffee. It rained this morning. I stayed home. I watched an English video. This is great practice for building simple sentence structure and using real vocabulary from your daily life. If you do this every night for just 5 minutes, you will improve more than you think. You can write in a small notebook or use your phone. You can even write to a friend who is also learning English, and they can write back. Tip number 3. Record a 1-minute voice message every day. This is one of my favorite tips. At the end of your day, open your phone and record yourself speaking. Just talk for 1 minute. Talk about your day, your plans, your feelings, or something you learned. For example, today was busy. I had a meeting in the morning. I made lunch for my family. In the evening, I watched a short English video. It's okay if you make mistakes. No one else has to hear it. this is just for you. When you listen to yourself, you learn. You hear your pronunciation, you hear your grammar, and you start to notice your common mistakes, and you can fix them next time. This builds confidence, fluency, and self-awareness. Tip number 4. Join an English-speaking group online. You don't need to wait for a classroom. You can find other English learners online. Join a WhatsApp group. Join a Telegram channel. Use websites like Tandem or Facebook groups for English learners. You can write short messages. You can send voice notes. You can ask and answer questions. Even just reading what other learners write can be helpful. This makes English feel alive. It becomes a way to connect, not just a school subject. Tip number 5. Watch short videos and repeat the sentences. TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts are full of short, simple English videos. You can choose videos about travel, food, daily life, or even funny clips, anything you like. Watch the same video 2 or 3 times. Then pause and repeat the sentences you hear. Try to copy the voice, the way they speak, their tone, their speed. Even if the video is only 20 seconds long, that's great. It's a fun and easy way to learn how English is really spoken. Okay. Using English in your daily life is not difficult. It doesn't take much time. You don't need a teacher to do it. And here's the secret. Turn small daily actions into English practice. Instead of saying good morning in your native language, say good morning. Instead of writing your to-do list in your mother tongue, try it in English. Instead of watching 5 minutes of TV in your own language, watch 5 minutes in English. These small actions build strong habits, and strong habits create confident English speakers. So remember, make English part of your life. Let it be in your phone, your journal, your thoughts, and your voice. Let it be part of who you are, not just what you study. When you do this, English will not feel like homework. It will feel like something you live with. And that's when real fluency begins. See you next time.